You are at the Poetry Cafe. We feed your mind, we feed your body, we feed your soul, your soul, your soul.
This is Josephus. You are tuned into the Poetry Cafe, feeding your mind and your body and your soul. And the Poetry Cafe is an idea, a concept. There's so many stories, both on and off the stage, that connect us as human beings. It's music.
I've been moving linearly to my destiny. Passion blazing, laid it out for all the world to see.
Is poetry.
This is me saying I love you, the only way I know how. With words strewn across a page, in front of a room full of strangers, hiding behind the space on this stage. And believe me, I want nothing more than to fly you and your mama, and our two daughters, Dakota and Ayana, and your three brothers, and all seven of their baby mamas, to Italy.
Be more.
Here is my audition for the position of the sun. How's that? Was I bright enough? Should I try again? I'm sorry. I've never done this before. When you are the eldest daughter, you get the maternal role without auditioning.
The Poetry Cafe is a medium for art, a medium for people to share who and why they are. There is open mic in every community, in every city across the world. And the Poetry Cafe is dedicated to amplifying those voices, a space to connect that reminds you that your words are important. Your voice is important. Your voice is needed. And so are you.
I'm a Christian hip-hop artist. As an artist, you take L after L after L. I wasn't living that life that I was rapping anymore. You want to quit sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
God really started calling, and then something happens. It just blows your mind. So first, when I got booked out in Seattle, I didn't even know I was closing the show out. So they had me as like the headliner, and in the crowd, there's like movie directors and touring people that do concerts over in Egypt and overseas, and all of these people after the concert are coming to talk to me, the guy that's not even supposed to be in the room. It's God's favor. I think about all the years that I was doing secular music, I never got paid.
Right.
And then as soon as I said, like, you know what, God, I'm gonna trust you with this, look in the mail, $7,000 check off of one record. It gave me a chance to, number one, praise God and to tell more people about Christ, but also be more true to myself, man.
Right.
And being yourself is cool, baby. It's cool.
This is Sankofa, where we stand in our present, looking back at our past in order to move towards our future.
There's power in the spoken word. Not the thought is meaningless, but it's the word that teeth and tongue form, the word that's given tone by the vocal cords. It's the living word that living breath pushes forth that has power. There's power in the spoken word. Something occurs in that vibration that's created between the stated and the heard. It's another law of cause and effect, sewn into the fabric of the way the world works.
The Poetry Hotline is an opportunity to connect community and poets across the world simply by calling in and sharing your voice and ideas.
I wonder if it's anything like riding a bike. My mind wanders away from me as I lie in Shavasana, incense smoke ribboning around the room. This is my feeble attempt to reclaim my existence after being reminded that I don't live life enough anymore.
The Poetry Cafe is about being beyond the poem. We amplify voices from the page to the stage and beyond. Stories, life, love, triumph, success, failure, all that and more for you.
Standing at a crossroads, facing life's real roads, leaving indecision, man, with the silly superstitious plans.
This is Josephus. We look forward to sharing more stories, more art, and more life here from the Poetry Cafe, feeding your mind, your body, and your soul. Presented to you by APM, American Public Media. Look forward to seeing you on stage.
You are at the Poetry Cafe. You are at the